Thanks for joining me this New Year's Eve morning. Today we celebrate the passing of one year to the next. Looking forward to what might be next and recognizing that what's past is gone. Nonetheless, it's not forgotten. The conventional thought about the senses is there's five of them, right? In Buddhism, we have a sixth, which is perceiving, seeing, hearing, touching, smelling. That perceiving then goes to the seventh consciousness, which is the place, the home of our ego, of our identification with what we're perceiving, that we're smelling, that we're seeing, that we're hearing, that we're touching. Then the eighth consciousness is called the storehouse consciousness, and that's where all our memories and all our experiences and everything we've identified with as us experiencing is stored. So you can think of that like the cloud with an algorithm. So when the ego wants to bring something forward because it's attached to some idea of how our lives are, the algorithm, boom, gives it to us. So when we act on this, now we're calling this karma. This is our karma. These patterns, this history that we keep repeating over and over again. Because of this receiving, being conscious of it, this consciousness, identifying it as self. Now, all of this is transitory in nature. It has no permanence. That's why we say there, in Buddhism, there's no self. There is no I, because it's transitory. It's always changing. So where is our original nature in all this? Original nature, Buddha nature, or one mind, is like space. Nothing can be added to it. Nothing can be taken away. Yet it contains everything. It's not blue. It's not green. It's not hot. It's not cold. It's not pure. It's not impure. It's not defiled. None of that. It contains everything, but nothing defiles it. Nothing can spoil it because it is like space. So it's not separate. It's not like we become enlightened and we reach this place of Buddha nature and all the rest of this stuff disappears. Right in the midst of perceiving, seeing, hearing, touching, feeling is our Buddha nature. It's what contains all that. So what do we do? What is our practice? It's what we call it understanding ourselves. So this has to do with looking at what is this that I'm doing? What is this that I keep living through? And because everything is always changing, not only do we have responsibility for what's happening in our lives, but we have the ability to change it. Because nothing is permanent. Everything is changing. There is no permanent defilement. There's no permanent addiction. It's all something that we've grasped onto and held on for dear life as though it's real. Another aspect of celebrating New Year for me is it's accepting what's happened, but also willing to look at it differently, willing to embrace it with the understanding that it's already gone. And I don't have to repeat that. I can look at the next phase of whatever it is I'm about to do differently. And it's not like all bad either, right? So even those good things, those really great memories, those wonderful things that have happened, we have to recognize that they're gone. You see? And if we try to repeat them and get them back, that isn't going to happen. So that's living in some sort of deluded view. Because in order to make space for the next beautiful thing to happen, you got to let go of the past ones. Otherwise, you know, there's no space for it. So when your cloud is all filled up, you don't have any more room to put anything else there. But that's not the way it actually is. Because nothing is permanent. Everything is always changing. And the thing about causes and conditions, you see how causes and conditions are part of this whole dynamic of consciousness, these eight consciousnesses. It's all about how it's integrated and how you respond to the input that is coming through you. How do you respond to it? How do you take it? What do you do with it? So why is greed, anger, and ignorance the three poisons? All you have to do is look at your own life and see where you've been ignorant, greedy, and angry to recognize how it doesn't work and how it poisons your experience of life. Again, it's not permanent. There's no such thing as permanent greed, permanent anger, permanent ignorance. The only thing that's permanent is what? One mind. And this one mind is not void. So I hope you have a joyful new year. I hope that you have an opportunity to laugh and have good company and appreciate what you have and where you're going and letting go of the past. All right. That's all.